You know why I
Yeah.
asked about is it really security if you really
Mm.
don't know the outcome?
Yeah.
Because even though we are trusting God, we really don't know what could happen
Yeah.
and when it could happen and how it could
Yeah.
happen. Like,
Yeah.
that is unknown to us. And that's why I
We
was
just move,
asking.
eh?
Yes. But the reason why I asked that is because I think for me, I understood that. I think the thing that encouraged me that I could be secure in the, in not insecurity,
Yeah.
but I could be secure in God even though I don't know what could happen.
Yeah.
And I think the thing that encouraged me to be like trust him and his will is
Yeah.
the fact that God is an all-knowing God. So
Amen.
he knows
Yeah.
every possible outcome to every possible
Thing.
decision.
Yeah.
So if I choose to go on the highway, right? Or I have two options, turning left and turning right. He knows
Yeah.
what is going to happen if I turn left. He knows
Yeah.
what's going to happen if I turn right, right? So if he's a God who knows all the possibilities of my decisions and all the possible consequences
Yeah.
of all the decisions that I could possibly make, surely he knows which ones are the best for me
Yeah.
and not, right?
Yeah.
So I think that gave me a sense of feeling like I don't know where I could go. There's a meme that I saw years ago, and I used to post it a lot, where it's like they used Kevin Hart's voice, and but then Christian
Please.
creators used it, and he's like, "Where are you going? I don't know.
Oh,
How are
I
you getting there? I don't know.
know.
Are you gonna be okay? I don't know.
I don't know,
I
man.
don't know." And
We just move.
it's really how it is on most days. Like most of the time, we don't know. And it's for me, I felt like it is better for me to not know in God's will than to not know in mine. Because I could
Ooh.
take myself into the lion's
Yeah.
den, and that was not God's intentions.
Amen.
God's intentions with who was it that was sent? Daniel in the lion's den. God, I was almost about to say Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. I said, hold on, that ain't the story. But God knew the outcome of, even if you're going to be put in the den, I got you, right? That was God's, it might have been God's will for that to happen. But also, the other thing, how do we know?
Oh, yes.
What?
I'm nervous for
No,
the
it's not that heavy.
question.
But how do we get to know God's will?
Yo. I think like a given is, his word. Like he's not someone who acts against his word.
Ooh, so good.
So like every single time, like one big thing that people always say, yo, if you get a word, a vision, a prophecy, a whatever, and you're like, Lord, is this you? Is it not? You check the scriptures. So yeah, I just genuinely feel like sometimes, no, not sometimes, all times, we have to check up with the word. But also what I've learned is, oh my word, girl, when I tell you, I know a lot of people who they've read the word, and I know it's so easy for it to just like go over your head,
Yes.
but like you need the spirit to
Discernment.
like discern that. And even like if you're not a believer, I think a big thing is like if you do want to step closer with God, you'll just be open. And what I've learned, because I have like a lot of friends who are like either in different religions or they didn't have a faith they follow at all, but we all look at the same sunset. And they're like, all of us are like,
Amazed
wow,
at its
amazed at the
beauty,
same
at its
thing.
beauty,
And
yeah.
I'm over here being like, my God did that. He did that. So yeah, I think in his word, 100% the first go to.
I think touching or adding to you saying like the very obvious answer is n like through his word, getting to know or trusting how do we know what God's will is. But also I think it also links intertwines into trusting God, right? And we're not able to trust someone we do not know. Because we are human. If you meet a random stranger, you're not gonna trust them with money. And if you or anything that belongs to you, right? So the same concept, I think I like to take it like that. The same concept with God. If I don't know God at all, then I can't trust him with my life because I don't know him, right? Because for all I know, God could be crazy. He's not crazy, but I'm saying he could be like And then I'm like, you know?
Yeah.
So I think the biggest thing for me was that.
Yeah.
But while we're getting towards the end,
yeah,
we've kind of already touched on this, but I just want to highlight on why God's will is better than mine.
Yeah.
Right? I think God knows that we are human.
Yeah.
He understands that it's a process.
Yeah.
He understands that we do not change overnight.
Yeah.
It's a process. Yes, we always continuously transforming, right?
Yeah.
And because we are human, we're going to struggle with certain things. Like, I know personally, I like to speak on personal experiences.
Yeah.
I do know currently there is a lot of things that I have surrendered to God and trusting his will over. But there are things that I haven't completely given unto him.
Yeah.
And I think what is important is our heart posture. God looks at heart posture. God knows, for example, that we sin, right?
Yeah.
Jesus died for us, obviously, for our sins. But he knows that there is always a possibility that you're going to stumble, right?
Yeah.
But he's also looking for your heart posture. He's not looking for someone who intentionally sins.
Yeah.
You know, that is a different heart posture.
Yeah.
So if you actively are one by one, every element of your life, you're like, Lord, I'm giving you my finances.
Yeah.
Lord, I'm giving you my mind.
Yeah.
Lord, I'm giving you my mouth
so
that you can cleanse my mouth so that I can be able to speak better.
Lord,
I'm giving you my heart. I'm giving you my unforgiveness, you know?
Mm.
Being in total surrenderance to him is a process.
Yeah.
I do think that sometimes you can think that you're in total surrender, but you're not, right? So I do think that because God is a father, he understands that this is a process, right?
Yeah.
And sometimes you're going to make mistakes,
yeah,
right? But I'm right here to
I'm here to help you.
Yes, I'm here to help you. And the other thing that also reminded or encouraged me on this whole topic of God's will is that the story of Jesus. Jesus is obviously God, but he also came on earth as a human, as a man, right? He walked this life like everyone else in his lifetime, right? He did face the same maybe not every exact, because we can never go through the exact same story, right? But he also faced stuff. The same,
like he knows what betrayal is like.
Yes.
I think like a big thing is like, especially like during like the Easter time, like I think it was like the Garden of Gethsemane when he's like, yo, like I can't do this. Like if you're willing to take this cup from me, please. But even so, not my will, but yours.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, that is such a crazy heart posture.
Mm.
And I feel like it definitely speaks into our generation. What we tend to lack is that thing of like surrenderance and just humility.
Mm.
Like, I don't want to do this. I don't know if I can do this.
Mm.
You know, like, I don't know. I might not be the smartest. I might not be this. I might not have this.
Mm.
But still being like, you know, Lord, not my will, but yours.
I think also, to add on what I was saying, I think also you reminded me of something, but even the story of, is it Abraham who sacrificed his child?
Yes, well, almost.
Even his story, like the fact that he trusted God, like if you have a child, especially think about you, if you gave birth to a child, you gave birth to this child, would you want to give that child up as a sacrifice? Do you know how difficult that is? The same as with Christ, right?
Yeah.
Christ's life is always something that I like to reflect on, and I try and strive to be like him because of the fact that he was also human.
Yeah.
I realize that it is possible. Yeah. It is hard, but it is possible.
Yeah.
So when Christ came to this earth, and he did know that he was going to die for us on the cross. He did know. But in the moment where he was on the cross and he says, Lord, Lord, why have you forsaken me? I always ask myself, which is something that isn't confirmed yet, but I always think in that moment, I'm like, I don't know if Jesus knew that he was going to rise on the third day, right?
Mm.
But he still trusted God in the end. Like, even imagine knowing in 2025, I'm going to be crucified, right? I don't know if I'm going to rise up again, right?
I think also, like, in that moment, like, it shows just, like, I don't know, like, this, like, actually, no, I've got to tell you this later. Never mind.
So even in, if you know that this is going to happen, right? And it's something excruciatingly painful, right? And still trusting God throughout life and realizing that this is purpose. This is what is supposed to happen, right? You don't know. Honestly, I don't know. I tried looking in the Bible to see if the Lord himself knew that he was going to rise. I do know that there were prophets who prophesied in the Old Testament that spoke about he will rise on the third day. But
I think Jesus knew, but like the human aspect of it is like...
kicked in.
Oh,
in
my word. This is actually happening, Chief. Yes.
Yeah. It is actually happening, but am I really going to rise? Because I feel like I'm dying. Imagine that kind of feeling. So I think Jesus's walk always is one thing that I reflect on. I'm like, if the Jesus can do it, then I can also do it, right? So I think that's the biggest thing I like to... I was speaking to some guy that I went to university with last year. I was like, I think God is really challenging me to be more like Christ in every aspect. I remember we were speaking earlier with you and Ladash. And hey, we were speaking about... oh my God, my thought left my mind. Oh, guys. But anyway, we were speaking about... Oh, I completely
forgot. What about music?
No, we were in the bathroom. But anyway, guys, we'll wrap it up. Maybe it wasn't meant to be on this episode. But before we close, I just want to read this Bible verse that we all know and love. And we love to quote. it's Jeremiah 29.
Verse 11?
Yes, but I'm going to start it by 10.
Awesome.
It says, this is what the Lord says. When this was during... Gosh, why am I forgetting? I read the story. during the exile of
the Israelites.
It's not the Israelites. Go and read it. I forgot. My mind is foggy. But God is saying, this is what the Lord says. Yeah. When 70 years are completed for Babylon, I will come to you and fulfill my good promise to bring you back to this place. For I know the plans that I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future. Then you will call on me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. I will be found by you, declares the Lord, and I will bring you back from captivity. I will gather you from all the nations and places where I have banished you, declares the Lord. This verse, I think a lot of the times we just like to read verse 11, but I'm guilty.
Verse 11 is everyone's go-to. Yes. I'm like,
verse 11 is everyone's status and Instagram and everything. but it just reminded me that God is a God who is a promise keeper, right? He did tell the Israelites that he's going to free them from slavery, obviously through Moses. But he doesn't tell us how long it is, because a day is as good as 7 years, and 7 years is as good as a few hours to God. You know, time is not a thing to him. But he is a God who fulfills promises. So if he says he has the best intentions for you, it's true. And I've seen that as a testimony in my own life with the little things. The things that I was like, I don't know why I'm going through this, and this is looking very shaky, and God, where are you, and why am, you know? Even in those moments, when I came out of those moments, I look back and I'm like, you know what? This and this is what I have gained from that experience. Whether that may be spiritual growth, whether that be emotional growth, whether that be opportunity growth for me to be able to have certain opportunities, you know what I mean?
I think a big thing that I like just took away from that verse, or two things actually, is it kind of like gives away of like the highway and my way. You know, my way is, dare I say, like a kind of like a Babylon, you know. Let's just go, y'all, let's get the bag. And then the highway would be, you know, God's way.
Mm-hmm.
That, but He's the one
mm-hmm.
who has plans for you.
Mm-hmm.
He's the one who will prosper you.
Mm-hmm.
But like all in that, like we need to keep in mind, it's like my way can only take me this far.
Mm-hmm.
I can only reach my full potential in my own strength to like a certain degree.
Mm-hmm.
But also what I've like, what's passing my mind like right now is kind of how all of us, and I mean like all of us, like the entire world, like every single human being on this earth, like all of us just want to do good in life.
Mm.
You know, like I don't think anyone wakes up being like, oh my word, let's absolutely have the worst day possible.
Because
like we have that hope that goodness is around the corner.
Mm.
You know, I feel like it's like built into us kind of. But what the scripture is also like, there is someone who has our absolute best interest in mind.
Mm.
Better than we can even
imagine,
like, fathom,
mm.
you know. And it's kind of like heartwarming when you think about it like that. Is that, yes, I have my best interest in mind. Maybe, you know, you think the people around you, yes, they might also. But knowing that, you know, the God of this universe, He's kind of like, hey, you? Yeah, you. You're kind of like everything to me.
Mm.
And I have millions of thoughts towards you.
Mm.
And I'm just like, okay, Lord. Okay, Lord.
You feel special.
Yeah, mm. I am special.
Mm. Well, that was beautifully said. I don't have anything to add to that. This was a lovely conversation.
Yeah.
I'm glad that we even shared some personal experiences. But thank you so much
sorry,
for coming.
Sorry, Mom. Sorry, Dad.
Sorry, Mom. Sorry, Dad. I know I put you through some stuff. But thank you so much for coming back. I really appreciate it.
Yeah.
And obviously, I know you're going to come back again. Yeah. Like, it's obvious. It's given. Guys, we talk like, anyway,
we talk
so much, like so much. But thank you so much for coming.
Thank you so much for
guys.
Having
thank
me.
You guys for watching. Mm. Go watch her episode as well.
Yes.
That she filmed with Ladash. It was a really cute conversation. But thank you so much for watching. I will catch you guys in the next one. Bye.
Bye.